Jeffrey Thornton applied for a supervisor position at Encore Audio Global after having worked for the company for 4 years, but the African-American says he was told to cut his dreadlocks or he wouldn't get the promotion. Now, he's suing the company, claiming that Encore violated his rights to the job based on the Crown Act of California, which bans discrimination based on a person's natural hair type. Reverend Shane Harris is president of the Association of Justice Advocates.
He's not just pursuing justice for himself, but for every person of color, particularly African American, that faces what we consider hair discrimination. You cannot put your Eurocentric views anymore on Black people in the workplace. African Americans for far too long have been cut off jobs, cut off of opportunities, simply because of white Eurocentric thought of what Needham professional is.
California is one of 12 states that protects African American hairstyles from employment discrimination. State lawmakers passed the Crown Act in 2020. This lawsuit marks the first discrimination lawsuit based on the Crown Act. Thornton, who previously worked for Encore Audio Global in Florida for 4 years, says he never thought he'd face employment discrimination in California and urges others who share his experience to stand up.
I never thought I'd run into this issue, especially being from Florida. I'd like to stress that California, being perceived as one of the most liberal and accepting states in the nation, and one of the 12 with the Crown Act, if I'm experiencing this as a tenured person within my company, I'm sure in the other 11 states, there are people at the ground floor who haven't gotten in, or people at the ground floor who haven't even participated because they already know the story. So I encourage those of you who do have locks and are looking for a ground floor job, test the Crown Act where you are. Test it. See if there are more holes in there, and we'll find you some help if we can.
Eurocentric prejudice against African American hair is a source of anxiety and stress, according to Osset Price, Thornton's hairdresser and founder of San Diego Natural Hair Meetup Group. She says it's caused mental health challenges for many people she sees in her practice, noting that African Americans are the only people who need a support group for their hair.
I have people who come to the meetup and they express how they are having anxiety, you know, about their hair, going for job interviews, and they don't know if they should wear a wig, a straight hair wig, or, you know, they don't know what to do with their hair, you know. And these are people, I service people from everyday people to people in the military to teachers, young people, old people, men, women, I mean everyone.
Encore Audio Global's CEO has acknowledged the company acted wrong and offered Thornton the promotion he applied for, but Thornton says he no longer feels secure working at the company. He's suing for an undisclosed amount of money. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.